Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now I
oh, yes. You knew that this was going to come up at least once in our show today because we're broadcasting live a special edition of Read on the Road this morning from the Mountain Lake Lodge in Pembroke, Virginia. The Silver Gym of the Alleghenies is what they used to call it at the turn of the century because this wonderful resort predates Dirty Dancing, but I guess I got to be honest with you, it was the movie that put it on the map culturally for modern Americans. And Heidi Stone is the general manager of the Mountain Lake Lodge. And I thank you so much for opening the doors for us and treating us so nicely last night. Dinner was great.
Fantastic.
Of course, everybody in the entire restaurant was pointing out, oh, that's where they shot this scene. And this is where, and then people start trying to reenact scenes from the movies. And I was thinking, excuse me, we're eating here. You know, I know you think you're Patrick Swayze, but we're having dinner. Do you deal with that a lot?
Well, we do, and we have a self-guided tour of the movie because we have thousands of folks that come, and it gets to the point where we as staff, we have to run the operation, and we can't be going on 25,000 tours.
Yeah.
Exactly. So people can come, and they can pick up a self-guided film tour flyer at the front desk so they can actually go around the entire property and see the scenes that were filmed here on their own if they like. And of course, we're here to answer questions.
Yeah. So what are the highlights if you were to take the little mini tour? And you can do that if whether you're a guest overnight or not.
Exactly.
What are the highlights? I walked down by the lake yesterday and saw where Patrick Swayze and Jennifer
Did
Grey...
The lift.
Mm-hmm. The water's gone, but you can still see where the...
Sure.
Where they...
There's a little bit more water out there. It isn't as full, obviously, as when the film was done, but you know how much rain we've had over the past year and a half,
great.
So which has been wonderful for the lake.
Yeah. And then the gazebo and the front lawn where they had all the little parties.
And the bunny hop.
Okay.
And the bunny hop. And, so, you know, Mountain Lake Lodge is Kellerman's Mountain Resort. I mean, we are that. And when people realize you can still go and stay at Kellerman's Mountain Resort and it isn't in the Catskills, it's in Southwest Virginia, they are delighted because the resort that it was actually based off of in the Catskills burned down about 5 years ago. And so people think we don't exist. So we do exist, and when people find that out, they are fanatical about it.
Yeah, well, go to my Facebook page and the WRVA page, John Reed Show, WRVA, and WRVA.com. We posted some pictures from yesterday afternoon and last evening, and you'll immediately recognize
exactly.
The location that we're talking about. Yeah, we can talk about the movie all day, but I had to ask you about the business component of this, and we've got a lot of business people and entrepreneurs who are up early hustling to make a living. Who listen to WRVA in the morning. And I thought they would be interested to know that while you've got, a 600-person waiting list for the Dirty Dancing weekends coming up next year, not even this year, you were almost about to close the doors a few years ago?
Sure.
What happened?
Sure. So in 2008, the lake did dry up. It's a natural phenomenon. It's one of the only lakes in the world that does it. It comes, it goes. But really, the folks thought that if we didn't have a lake that the resort would die. So the lake dried up in 2008, and so did the revenue.
People just didn't want to come. They thought it was not.
Well, the property is owned by an endowment. When Mary Moody passed away in 1986, she left the property to an endowment. And that endowment's in Galveston, Texas, where the family home is. And no real influx of resources had come into the resort in a good 15 or 20 years. Well, hoteliers know, any business people know, you've got to keep reinvesting in your business. So the property really was old, stale, tired. The lake wasn't there.
You could see that it was worn out.
It was worn out. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing fresh, nothing new happening here. And so they actually, it had been bleeding money for over a decade, and the owners really considered you know, an endowment isn't an endless pot of money. Eventually, you know, we will have to close the doors if something doesn't change. So they actually reached out to the Urban Land Institute in Washington, D.C., because it is 2,600 acres with a historic property on it. And they wanted advice. You know, they weren't hoteliers. What do we do? And they came up with some options. And what they did is they went back to Mary's original vision in her will, which was the purpose of this property was to connect people with nature. Mm-hmm. You've seen it. It's a beautiful property. So the plan that they put together, obviously multifaceted, multi-pronged, but one of it was to, believe it or not, eliminate Dirty Dancing. The original plan was to actually eliminate Dirty
Somebody
Dancing.
Somebody nixed that, though.
Somebody nixed that. Well, it was a bunch of guys that came up with this plan. Yeah. Oh, we just, the property's dying, and obviously it's because of Dirty Dancing. Well, it was so many other things. As a hotelier, you can see that. So what the plan was to start a basic refresh of the property. I mean, people, when they go on that vacation, they want to be comfortable and have creature comforts like home. And, you know, we just weren't that. We overhauled the dining to be more farm to table, partner with the local farms.
Everything tasted so great last night. It really was a nice experience. Not stuff that was in the freezer frozen for 6 weeks before we got it. So
it's because it's come from the local farms, which is awesome this time of year, too.
And these rooms are, I feel like I'm back with my family vacationing when I was young, but it's not old.
Right.
How do I express that? I don't know. I mean, it was really nice last night. I left the windows open. The birds woke me up this morning instead of the alarm clock, and I'm watching the fog roll in. So it's almost a throwback, and the room I was in doesn't have a TV, which is odd. What's that all about?
What's that all about?
I'm fine with it. Even as a TV guy, a radio guy, I was fine with it.
Sure. So the big iconic lodge, the Mainstone Lodge, does not have TVs in the rooms.
You can really unplug.
You can completely unplug. The other half of the property, so we have 43 units in the main lodge, and then everything else is either multi-room cabins or fully furnished homes, so lots of different experiences, but all of those have TVs. So moms can make the decision. Do I want everybody to unplug and stay in the main lodge? Or, you know, do I need my TV in the morning and the afternoon?
Now, I was walking around yesterday evening after dinner, and I saw families sitting on the porch. Is that baby? It was the Virginia cabin, but isn't that baby's cabin where the Houseman family in the movie stay?
It is.
How long do you have to book ahead to get that room?
Well, sometimes a year.
You're kidding me.
No, it is the most obvious. It's the most rented cabin. I believe there was a stretch this summer that if you hadn't booked a year ago, I mean, you couldn't have even booked it for a day.
Really?
Because it's booked families coming and going constantly.
I can see why the film fans want to come out here. But really, if you're looking for a way to unplug from the city and enjoy a wonderful weekend. I mean, in the summertime, in the fall, I don't know what it would be like in the winter. Are you here in the winter too?
We're here all year
really?
Long.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's beautiful. You can go online at MTN Mountain, MTNLakeLodge.com. And, you know, look at your calendar for 2021. Maybe you can get into a baby's cabin, right? Got to plan ahead these days. Listen, I really appreciate it. Heidi Stone, the general manager of the Mountain Lake Lodge, you've been so nice to us, and we're excited. We're going to keep talking about all the neat locations we uncovered over the last 12 hours that we've been here.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We're back with more in just a moment here on News Radio WRVA. Our movie guy, Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com is with us, as he always is, on Fridays. You know where we are? Did you hear earlier where we are?
Yes, Trey told me you're up at Mountain Lake.
Mountain Lake Lodge, about 30 minutes from Virginia Tech, up in the Allegheny Mountains. This is where they filmed Dirty Dancing. Are you excited?
Yes, indeed. I remember the premiere of Dirty Dancing. When that movie came out in 87, I was writing film reviews and other things for the Roanoke Times.
Oh,
and
wow.
This was the first days of telecommuting. I actually lived in Washington, and they had a big preview screening there. And then they had a whole bunch of the people involved in the film, and they took us all out to a big nightclub for a kind of reception thing because – unlike kind of the way movies are done today, they didn't really know what this movie was going to do. It was something very different at the time. We hadn't seen a whole lot of musicals out there. And this, for the woman who wrote and produced it, Eleanor Bergstein, this is a very personal movie, and she had an awful lot riding on it. And I remember sitting down and talking to her about it, and she was so unsure about what it was going to do. Usually when you meet with the Hollywood people, it's how much did you love my movie kind of thing. And she was really saying, you know, what did you think of it? And my wife and I were both there, and she really wanted to know what we thought and if we thought it was going to do well.
And what did you think then? Did you think it would be a hit like it has, like it was and has been?
It was a movie that I enjoyed very much. I did not think it was going to be as big a hit as it was. And I think that's primarily because of, well, Patrick Swayze, nobody really knew then how popular this guy was going to be. And his star power and the song, you know, Time of My Life, that really carried it. It won an Oscar, I believe.
Oh, it did?
Yes, and the movie is that good. And it, in one of the dance scenes where they're teaching the people at the lodge to dance, you can see my friend Amanda's feet. She tells me, though I don't know that for sure, but she swears it's true and she doesn't lie to me.
Well, we got to get you out here to do the movie tour because apparently people come from around the world every single day. They've got, you know, people who drive on up, and they had so many people coming. They printed up a little brochure where if you just want to go to the different sites where they filmed different scenes, you can, there are 10 or 11 different sites here that you can stop and see where they filmed the scene. They've actually got photos of what the movie looked like then and what it looks like now. It's remarkably the same. And then, of course, you can stay overnight. But you know what? They have these Dirty Dancing weekends where they kind of recreate the elements of the movie, and you know, everybody's wears costumes. They've got one coming up next weekend. I think there are only three spots left, and then August is sold out. You know how many people are on the waiting list for next year?
This astonishes me because Dirty Dancing in the years since has become this movie that everybody sees and loves.
Like a cult
and
following.
Has, you know, and just what you're talking about describes it perfectly. You know, there's a difference between a movie that's a hit and a movie that people love and that they go back to watch over and over again. And this is one of them. And I certainly had no idea that that's the kind of movie it was. And I'm sure that Eleanor Bergstein didn't either back in that day.
Well, they're making some money off. They got 630 people already on a waiting list for 2020's Dirty Dancing weekends. So
that
plan for 2021, Mike.
Oh, yes. I'll come out there and strut my stuff.
All right. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Take care. She's like the wind.
Andy Edmonds is the director of the Virginia Film Office. And I love talking to you about this stuff because, you know, from an economic standpoint for the state of Virginia, having movie production companies is great. You get people that come in, they spend money. It's usually pretty exciting. It adds some sort of glamour to the community. And then they leave. You don't have to educate their kids. You don't have to support them or anything. And then if the movie's a hit, man, you get the tourist dollars are amazing for you. And did I sum up why this is so important to the Commonwealth?
Perfectly, John, and we appreciate that. And let me tell you, Dirty Dancing in particular has just been the gift that keeps on giving, right? It, for 30 years, it's the great example of the intersection of film and tourism, right? So people come visit the site where the film was made, and Dirty Dancing in particular has been an offshoot for other TV shows about Dirty Dancing and competitions, and a company from Australia, as you know, just finished shooting there, an amazing show, and, you know, it's just, Dirty Dancing in particular just proves why Virginia is for film lovers and Virginia is for mountain lovers and all of the great things that make people want to come to Virginia. But you're right, when filmmakers come to Virginia, they are like super tourists with a payroll. And that's why our office is part of tourism, tourism being $26 billion a year industry here in Virginia. So when people come to make the movies, they spend a lot of money. Helicopter full of money comes into community. But then when they leave, people are able to come visit the sites like Spielberg's Lincoln and AMC show Turn about Washington spies. And now we have three major shows filming in Virginia right now this summer. So it is very exciting and a very big part of our economy here in the Commonwealth.
I feel like some of my friends who are actors professionally and, you know, amateur actors in Richmond have signed up for a couple of productions in the Richmond area. What's filming coming up?
Well, currently we have an amazing miniseries from Showtime called The Good Lord Bird, where Ethan Hawke is in Richmond preparing to play John Brown. Amazing script based on a really good book. So they start filming very soon. So I'm sure you've seen some casting calls about that. And then the other one, of course, is a spinoff, actually a new show in the Walking Dead franchise. Talk about tourism and film. In Georgia, for the original Walking Dead series, there was a town called Senoia, Georgia, that had a 60% vacancy rate on all the storefronts in this little town. When Walking Dead came into town, after they were there for a year, 100% occupancy, completely transformed that town, changed the whole economy of this little rural part of Georgia. Now they have 18 tours a day going on the Walking Dead tour. So now we have some of that magic right here in Virginia with this new Walking Dead show that we'll be filming and hopefully be around for several years. And it's a big one. So if anybody wants to be a zombie, you know, sign up for Walking Dead. So listen, that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. I don't want to get political on this, but, you know, politics always creeps in. Did we get that because people are mad about Georgia or...
Actually, it had nothing to do with that. We were working on this long before, and it's really about a relationship we have with AMC Studios.
Okay.
Of course, the studio that brought us the Turn series.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, you know, this is the kind of thing where you don't want politics to creep in it if you can avoid it, because you want to, you know, provide these opportunities for people. How do you go about building those relationships? I mean, Hollywood's a long way away, and, you know, it's a different place than a lot of the communities in Virginia. So it wouldn't be odd for us to be at kind of, you know, punching each other a little bit politically if we went down that road. How do you build a strong relationship to get these companies to come here?
Well, you know, it's just good old-fashioned customer service. For example, on last year, we filmed the Harriet Tubman film that's coming out this fall that's going to probably be hopefully up for many awards, an amazing movie. So a classic example of that is the night we were able to convince the director and the production designer to come and look at locations. I personally went to the airport at midnight to pick up the director and another trip to pick up the production designer. And she was like, "Why are you here?" I'm like, "I want you to know how badly we want you to come to Virginia and make this movie." So you'd be surprised the relationship you can make between the airport and the Jefferson Hotel with a client to let them know how much you want them here. And then, of course, when they're here on the ground, you have to help them solve problems. And it's a partnership between the city, the state, the citizenry to create a film-friendly environment so people want to come back. You know, you give them a good experience and they want to return. We're about repeat business. We're about delivering customer service, and that's the success that we've had.
Yeah, I know you got to be careful what beans you spill on the air. Anything exciting that you're looking down the road at trying to recruit, or anybody who's about to make an announcement?
Well, what's interesting is we've almost been perhaps too good for our own good, because the fuel that's driving the production activity, there are a lot of tax credits involved, right? So right. You have to have a tax credit program that will induce this work to happen. You know, so many states provide these tax credits, and we have a very nominal amount related to other states. For example, Georgia had $800 million in tax credits last year to induce about $7 billion worth of production activity. At $800 million, we have $9.5 million. So that's kind of the competition.
That distinction.
It's a huge difference. But we are super efficient in what we have. We're very appreciative for the tools we have. But to really induce more work into the pipeline and continue to grow this content manufacturing industry, it perhaps you know, there will be more tax credits and fuel in the machine to help us keep pushing the boulder up the hill.
You may think this is a dumb question, but I'll ask it anyway. What do you mean when you say tax credits for a movie company?
It's basically a rebate. If they come and spend $10 million directly on the ground, that will have an impact of about $20 million, basically, that they get a rebate of about $2 to $2.5 million for every $10 million they spend on the ground. So it's actually what we've demonstrated over the years is that for every dollar in incentive we provide to this industry, it actually returns $10 to the economy. So it's a good investment for the people, we do believe. But it's really up to leaders to determine what the priorities are.
Yeah.
We think that content manufacturing is a good business for us to be in. Virginia is the perfect palette for filmmakers. We've got mountains and beaches and everything in between. Filmmakers love to be here. We just need a little bit more fuel in the engine to continue to grow it.
Really interesting. Andy Edmonds, the director of the Virginia Film Office. I really appreciate you coming on the air. I wish you were up here with us in the mountains. It's wonderful up here today.
I'm not very jealous, John. You're in one of the most beautiful parts of the country right there in Giles County, and I encourage people to go visit the site. It's an amazing place, and we are just thankful for Dirty Dancing and what it's done for our industry and what it's done for tourism.
Hey, thanks, Andy. I really appreciate it. And if you want to escape the humidity, because I'm telling you, I'm sitting here, I've got all the windows open in this room where we're doing the broadcast this morning, way up in the mountains. What are we, about 4,500 feet up? In the Allegheny Mountains. We're about 30 minutes away from Virginia Tech. So, you know, if you've ever spent any time at Virginia Tech, you know, you get out of the city, you start to climb up a little bit, and you drop 10, 15 degrees, and the breeze is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And we're at Mountain Lake Lodge, which a lot of you will probably know as Kellerman's from the movie Dirty Dancing. So you just heard me talking to Andy about the Virginia Film Office. And while I was walking around this place yesterday, there were lots of people who were taking the little Dirty Dancing walking tour and talking about movie sites. But listen, if you're not interested in the movie, or your kid's interested in it, but you're not, or your wife's interested, but you're not, there's still a lot to do at this real Mountain Lake Lodge Resort. And Meg Simpson and Jeremiah McKendry handle a lot of the activities that people participate in. So let's get the obvious out of the way. How many people you think come every year who are just like movie-centric and they want to stay in Baby's Cottage and they want to do the Dirty Dancing thing?
Well, we have several thousand a year just for that.
Who come all the way up here?
All the way up here are international travelers. Like, we've got people coming in from Australia next year for the Dirty Dancing themed weekend.
How many Dirty Dancing themed weekends can you possibly put on and keep this place full?
We do four, and they are completely sold out.
Next weekend's one, right?
The 26th.
Yeah. So you, when I was talking to you yesterday, you said you had three slots
got
left.
Three. I believe we're down to one now.
What, just in the last couple of hours?
Mm-hmm.
It went away? All right. Well, I figured some people might call when they heard this on the radio or whatever. And for 2020, you're putting the dates down. And I said 630 people on the waiting list. Can that possibly be real? Come on.
It is.
This is an old movie. Do people care that much?
They do. But I was kind of shocked that people in their mid-20s are coming. And they were introduced as kids by their mom, aunts, whatever. Mm-hmm. And yep, they love it.
We ate dinner last night in the wonderful restaurant, and of course everybody came in and said, oh, that's where they filmed this, and you've done a nice little job of putting up signs with photographs from the movie so that people can see what it looked like in the film, and you haven't changed much, it seems.
No, not too much. I mean, we've obviously made some improvements around the property, but we are really trying to keep it that historic feel that you step back in time when you come here.
Mm-hmm. And see what you saw on screen as well. All right, so for the non-movie fans, there's still a lot to do besides just sit and watch the birds and the deer.
Absolutely.
Out here. Jeremiah, tell me what you've got on tap for the more adventurous guests.
Yeah, so a lot of times we see mom want to come up and see the Dirty Dancing stuff and bring the daughter, and then you have dad or the son that's left out. But we take care of that. We have the Treetops Adventure Course. So it's
that like zip lining?
It's like zip lining. Yeah. Uh-huh. We have zip lines on there. We call it an adventure course. It involves walking on logs, tight ropes, bridges, sky bridges, I should say, and then zip lines. So there's 20 total elements. Five of those are zip lines. So there's a lot of fun there on the Treetops Adventure Course.
And then I took note of the brand new pool complex. That's been open how long?
I think we just hit a month.
Oh, so it's that fresh and new. No wonder it looks so good.
Yep.
So, you know, that kind of recreational activity. I got to throw back to the turn of the century. And people, you know, we focus on Dirty Dancing from 1986 and 1987. But people have been coming to Mountain Lake Lodge since when? Like the 1800s?
I was going to say, I think the first person set eyes on it in the early 1700s. Mm-hmm. So, but we've
and
had...
it's been a resort ever since?
I think the original lodge was built sometime in the 1800s, and then it's the different iterations until we've got the Stone Lodge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, established 1856 is when we were established.
And can you still go hiking? And
absolutely. Yeah, that's one of our staples here is getting outside and enjoying the outdoors.
I saw an old postcard as I was kind of figuring out where we were going to be for this broadcast that said, we want to stand on the top of the world, and there's an outlook that has this beautiful view that's a full 5,000 feet up.
Absolutely. It's called Bald Knob, and that is the pinnacle of our trails here on property.
Yeah.
You go up to the top and you see overlook. On a clear day, you can see Blacksburg. It's beautiful.
And how often do you have clear days?
I mean very often. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot. It's you do get the humidity haze every once in a while, but other than that, it's pretty clear up here. And even in the wintertime, it's an amazing view, too.
Yeah. We had dinner last night, and I didn't know what to expect, but this farm-to-market thing, a farm-to-table thing, seems to be working for you.
Yeah, it's really popular. Everybody wants their, you know, the locally sourced food, and we've got some really great contacts in the community with the local farming.
Yeah. And, you know, I also got on your website to look at the prices. I thought it was pretty reasonable. I mean, you're not breaking the bank to come up here. Not cheap, but you're not breaking the bank to do it either. So, you know what? We may help you sell out this weekend, because I think people who are sweating it out in Richmond will want to climb up into the mountains and, you know, take a break.
We'd love to have them.
Yeah. Meg Simpson, Jeremiah McKendry with the Mountain Lake Lodge. Now, let me give you the website so you can check out all the details about this really unique weekend or week-long experience. I got a bunch of weddings going on. You can go to mtnlakelodge.com, like mountain, but mtnlakelodge.com. Find out about the Dirty Dancing Tour and the zip line and all the stuff that's going on up here, and we'd be excited to see you. And we'll help you sell out 2021 for Dirty Dancing, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.